Unit 9, pages 172 and 173. Lesson B, Reading. Track 211. Science in the News. Monkeys show a sense of fairness. Most humans expect to receive fair treatment. A recent study shows that brown capuchin monkeys may feel the same way. This is the first time scientists have seen this kind of behavior in a species other than humans. Scientists chose brown capuchin monkeys for the research because capuchins are known to have strong social bonds. In other words, they have close relationships with other capuchins. They also cooperate. For example, they share responsibilities for food-gathering activities, such as finding fruit trees. Sarah Brosnan, the leader of the study, put female monkeys in pairs. A different researcher worked with each pair of capuchin partners. The researchers trained the monkeys to exchange a small rock with them. That may sound simple, but not very many species are willing to give things away, says Brosnan. When a monkey exchanged a rock with the researcher within 60 seconds, she received a reward. Usually, the reward was a piece of cucumber. The partner of each capuchin who made an exchange also received a reward. Sometimes, the partner got the same reward, a cucumber slice. But other times, the partner received a better reward, a grape. Brosnan said the response to the unequal treatment was astonishing. When a capuchin saw its partner get better treatment, it was unhappy. Some capuchins did not want to continue the test or eat the cucumbers they received. Some threw their food at the researchers. Brosnan's research suggests there is a connection between animal cooperation and a dislike of unfair treatment. However, as Brosnan explains, we don't know whether monkeys become cooperative and then learn to not like being treated unfairly or the other way around. But that opens up a whole new research field.
Love drug results in kinder monkeys. Scientists studying monkeys recently found some surprising results using a chemical called oxytocin. Oxytocin is a hormone produced by humans and other mammals. It is sometimes called the love hormone because it is related to bonding and maternal behavior. Women produce large amounts of oxytocin during and after childbirth. Scientists believe this makes mothers feel more connected to their children. The scientists at Duke University in North Carolina, USA, studied a monkey species called macaques. They wanted to see how the macaques responded to larger-than-normal amounts of oxytocin. In the experiment, some of the monkeys inhaled the hormone. Then they had to make a choice: drink a serving of fruit juice, give the fruit juice to another monkey, or do neither. The monkeys who inhaled the oxytocin were more likely to give the juice to other monkeys. The researchers think that oxytocin made the monkeys pay more attention to other monkeys. If that's true, says researcher Michael Platt, it's really cool because it suggests that oxytocin breaks down normal social barriers. Scientists think the hormone might help people with conditions such as autism. People with autism are often not interested in other people. Oxytocin might help because it seems to increase trust. It may also improve social skills and make people more aware of others. However, scientists need to do further research before oxytocin can be used as a medication.